how are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. How are you?
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
Yes, good evening, everyone. Thank you, everyone. Mike Piper, RBN, John Stadtmiller, and all of you out there who continue to generously support RBN. It's good to have you with us again tonight. And I'm telling you, I'm looking forward to tonight's program, because we haven't had this gentleman on for a while now. It's been about a month and a half, I think, and he's been traveling. He's been busy, and he gets around, and he gets in the know, and he's written a number of books. He's working on a new draft right now of a new book, and he has written several books recently, which he has offered in a package, and first and foremost among them, this is the primary book, Wrongly Blamed: New Information, the Real Truth About 9/11, Dr. Kasim Khalil. And he has put on the back cover of his book, "For Your Own Protection, You Need to Know Who the Real Terrorists Are, Because It Isn't Over Yet." Dr. Khalil, investigative reporter and historian, is the author of over 29 books, and including Science in the Name of God, The Words of Muhammad, The Magnificent Message. He's a popular radio TV personality. He has appeared in thousands of interviews, and he's also a popular lecturer on global crisis issues. Dr. Khalil is with us tonight. Hello, Dr. K.
Hey, hello to you. How are you, dear?
Very good. It's good to have you back from your travels.
It's great to have you back, too.
My, yeah. We miss your voice, you know, and you have...
Well, I hope I've accumulated some additional
bits of
knowledge for us all.
Yes, I'm sure you have. Where have you been?
Well, quite a bit in England, quite a bit in France, and quite a bit in the Middle East. More time in Turkey than in other parts.
Wow.
But so I have information for us.
Yeah. Good. Where do we begin tonight, Dr.
Well,
K?
Well, I think we begin by false flag operations, really.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they can be quite massive. Now, some of you are familiar with false flag in how, for example, I think a pretty good example everybody knows about the USS Liberty.
Mm-hmm.
Where it was attacked by unmarked Israeli planes, for instance,
mm-hmm.
which the crew, of course, has testified over and over again. And anybody can look USS Liberty attacked by Israeli planes, 1967 war, and find that.
Mm-hmm.
But that was a false flag operation where there was an attempt to, since the planes were unmarked, perhaps seed a rumor that the Egyptians attacked, or Arabs attacked, or Muslims attacked an American ship. And it didn't work because the some of the people were able to see through the windows and get a glimpse of who the pilots were.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow they were able to determine that the planes could only have been coming from the Israeli entity. That's an example of a false flag that went awry.
Mm-hmm.
But another one is 9-1-1.
And we'll talk about that when we return in just 3 minutes with Dr. K, my guest. You join us. A fascinating show to come tonight. Don't miss it. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio, continues right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams is on. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams is on. Ouch.
Yes, indeed, we are on, and we're talking with Dr. K. Wrongly Blamed is the book. Dr. K., you just mentioned one false flag operation and the 1967 Israeli attack on the American recon ship Liberty. Then you went right over to 9/11 itself.
Right. Far more close to home is 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
And that's an elaborate, I would say, relatively sophisticated, but at the same time unsophisticated false flag operation, which is very easy to prove. Now, some listeners may not know that, so they should keep tuned in and shouldn't disregard it.
Mm-hmm.
And but because I was overseas, I could see a false flag operation, a fabrication occurring, and that was the so-called, oh, boy, now Turkey's a problem. Oh, that's a dangerous place. Oh, we can't go over there, because the news was showing a demonstration, so-called secular, in Izmir, you'll recall.
Mm-hmm.
And this was an attempt. You see, Turkey was disabled to a large degree. I mean, there are some good things that go on there, but a lot of it, its culture, its history, was disabled by the British. You'll remember Allenby when he marched through Palestine in 1918 or so, after the British got the Arabs to fight the Turks and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And he put his sword on Saladin's tomb and said, tough luck. The Crusades are over and you're finished. That's kind of an attitude, all right? Now, whether you believe in that attitude or disbelieve in that attitude isn't the issue, but we have to admit that it's an attitude. And so they put Ataturk in power, for instance. Mm-hmm. Ataturk was a British agent. He was basically a British spy, much like Saddam Hussein was a United States CIA spy. I think people might know that, or they might not know it, but it's the truth. Mm-hmm. Much like King Hussein of Jordan, he was a CIA agent who admitted on national TV that he was getting $500,000 a year from the CIA. But people may not be aware of these things, so they'll see Turkey and see, oh, look at this. What they don't realize is that the Turkish government is trying to bring back a little bit of matters of faith. It'd be much like if the Christian people in the United States made a movement to say, we'd like to bring matters of faith back in. And, of course, you would be fought. You would be spied on. You would be regarded as a criminal, you know, as a potential terrorist. I don't know if you know that, but it's quite true
mm-hmm.
in this country. So the United States, in concert with the Israelis and other powers, have created a desire for a massive demonstration in Turkey, and this was, of course, Izmir is the best place because there are a lot of people of Greek origin there and other origin who fit this need to sort of prevent any revival of Islam in Turkey. Well, it wasn't that successful. So what they did was they put a bomb on a bicycle, all right, and blew it up in a city market in the area and killed a couple people and wounded 30 or something like that. And it was a remote control bomb. And, of course, right away, all the Islamists, you see, the Islamists are mad, so they killed some of their own Muslim people. Now, does it make any sense that, if they would have put the bomb amongst the demonstrators, one could reason that it was an enemy of the demonstrator. But to go to a public market where the that's creating fear and fomenting fear, where the common everyday man is trying to set up a little booth to sell vegetables and blow him up. Come on. When I was in Turkey, when I was first investigating the oregano, many of you know I've helped bring that to the world, an American wanted to do business with me. And I didn't know the guy, but, you know, it seemed all right. So I went over there. He wanted me to visit with him. He took me on a trip. And he showed me a six-shooter. It was fully loaded. And he said, I'm putting this in my gun because I tried to smuggle depleted uranium into Saddam Hussein, and I've been on the outs ever since with the Americans. He's an American. I think he was trying to intimidate me with his gun. Puts it in the trunk. We go somewhere. I go with him. But later on, we came back, and there was a woman covered humbly. And her face was showing, but she humbly covered. And he started going into a rampage. Ah, that's our problem. That's our problem. That's a Shiite. That's a Shiite. We got to get rid of them. And I thought, oh, this guy's got problems. This is a true story.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this man cheated me of $50,000.
Wow.
Now, I had more trouble with him than the local people, but it was funny. I tried everything to get the funds back. Finally, I heard that his Mercedes blew up. Somebody had put a bomb in his Mercedes. He was a CIA agent, but I guess his utility had been used. And so I sent him a fax, and I said, by the way, what happened? How's your car? And he thought it was me. Attacked him, and he sent the funds back. So, I mean, what's he doing in Turkey? What's an American national doing, you know, who's an ex-military, ranting and raving about how a devout Muslim is their problem? That's what's going on in the Middle East. Wherever we are, there is terror.
Absolutely.
Now what about United States? If we have been invading since 1918 the Middle East, I suppose it's reasonable to presume there'd be some retaliation, and that was what everybody bought into in 9/11. But that goes against the history. There's an elaborate plot to show that the people of Islam are they're a thing when they're really a different thing. And I've been all over the Middle East, and I still have not seen the terrorists that Cheney and Bush are talking about.
That's because you haven't seen Cheney and Bush.
Well, there you go. And they're attempting to make Islam appear to be a sponsor of terror, and in fact, history. history proves otherwise, and I'll get into that. But first of all, this elaborate plot has been to a degree somewhat successful, but look at this. Look how. What is Islam? How does it relate to the Christian people? Do you know the common ground? Now, Rick Adams knows, but do you know that we're talking about a people or a faith at the bare minimum that believes that Jesus is the Messiah? Masih is mentioned in the Quran and only in reference to Jesus. Okay? And in fact, the return of Christ is believed by a Muslim, which he's obligated to believe. The Ruh al-Qudus, as the Quran says, is Jesus. That is the Holy Spirit. Ruh al-Qudus, the Spirit of God. The virginity of Mary is a required belief, and if a Muslim disputes it, he's basically suffering from a delusion, or he would be out of the faith. The divine origin of the Bible is a required belief of the people of Islam. Love your neighbor, you know, as a man thinks, and he doesn't believe in the separation of God and and state affairs entirely. He doesn't believe in that. He is against that. And he believes in a created universe and does not believe in mindless evolution. Now, doesn't that sound like he's a Christian?
You could have fooled me. It sounds very much like Christianity. Maybe not entirely, but certainly it sounds more like Christianity than what this country and this government that we live in today sounds like, a supposed Christian nation.
What would be the difference between those faiths, those belief points, and the key belief points of the devout Christian people? No one could find a difference.
Hmm.
But the plot continues on. Every week, a new group of Muslims is arrested. People of Islam are thrown in prison. They're shackled. They're paraded around by the agenda of George Bush and Dick Cheney and the Wolfowitzes mm-hmm. of the world and the mm-hmm. Dov Zakheims.
Yep.
But think about it. Could this be an elaborate means to distract attention from the real terrorists?
Well, we're finding out. Justice Department has been from day one, right? All of the admissions, you know, were having to do with Gonzalez and Ashcroft, and yet this same Justice Department somehow is supposed to be trusted to be able to come up with these indictments of these alleged Muslim
exactly.
terrorists. And, you know, you have to wonder and say, wait a minute now.
Yep.
This doesn't add up, and the 9/11 story doesn't add up. And why didn't the Justice Department tell us about all of these names of people who had put-ups put up on the airline?
Yep.
All of these investors, all of these people who were betting on something happening that was going to be disastrous
on
9/11.
Wouldn't it be more... concern the disappearance of $2.3 trillion under the auspices of Dov Zakheim in 2000 when he was comptroller of the Pentagon. We know how much money it cost to blow those buildings and to mm-hmm. drive those planes into those buildings.
And we haven't.
Wouldn't it be of more concern, right, to investigate the perpetrators of the document called the Project for New American Century?
Boy, you'd think so, wouldn't you?
Where they called for a massive terror act in the United States where people died and buildings fell to justify invading the Middle East.
Mm-hmm. Instead, yeah, they were licking their chomps at the prospect,
weren't
they?
Believe that Sami El Aryan, a professor with tenure, all he's doing is professing whatever he's professing in Florida, and Ali Tamimi, who is a religious man, and some young kid, Jose Padilla, were to believe in that model when it's the opposite of the history. What about the Inquisition? Then they were Spaniards. They were Spaniards who adopted a different faith, were killed by their own Spaniards. There was only 3-5% people of Arabic blood at the time in Spain. These people who were slaughtered, some Jews, of course, some Christians, and, of course, 90% of them were Muslims. But they were Spaniards, and they were kicked out. The Jews were kicked out, and who took them? The Ottoman sultans accepted the Jewish people and gave them homes, and they're still there today.
And we will be right back with Dr. K. Stay tuned, Dr. K, and we have an offer for you tonight again. The book Wrongly Blamed, The Real Truth About 9/11. We shall return. I'm Rick Adams.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
And we are back now with Dr. K, and he's just returned from his travels in the Middle East, in Turkey, England, France, and Europe. And Dr. K, what was the mood with the people that you met with, people you spoke with, newspapers you read, broadcasts that you heard there concerning America and involvement in the Middle East, the Iraq War, the 9/11 theories that have been promulgated by the government? What were some of the thoughts you encountered
by
people?
You know, the pictures of American troops with their boots pressed against a man's head and butts of guns on people's throats are all over the place, and they're real pictures. And, of course, those people are victims to those men because they were drawn into this on false premise. We know that from the footballer and how he tried to pull out. Timmons was his name, and how he went in there thinking it was a moral thing to attack and destroy, and he pulled out and said this is amoral. And, of course, was killed by his own troops. You know about that.
Of course.
And but the mood is, there's no mood in the Middle East. People are busy trying to put food on their tables. But if you engage them, they'll discuss it. And they regard America as like a terrorist, imperialistic government. They love dealing with American people, but there's a bit of mistrust now that never existed before for a American. No danger. You're in more danger on the streets of New Orleans and New York and Chicago than you are in a Middle Eastern city, because there are certain laws in place there that are just as good as our laws.
The evidence about the Tillman case looks like it looks like once again we are getting filtered down information and lies. The family has been very upset with the government and the Pentagon because they've gotten nothing but disinformation from the government about how Mr. Tillman actually died and who was directly involved in it. Quite frankly, to me,
he would have been a loose cannon. It would be good to have knocked him off.
Yeah, the thing is, he again served the purpose of becoming a martyr.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes you're worth more dead than alive.
Apparently.
Not to the enemy, but the enemy in Washington.
One could not rule out a plot to kill him purposely and for other reasons, because he had contacted Noam Chomsky at that time to start pushing buttons to end the war, and he would have drawn a lot of power. So he could have well been murdered. But this plot is too funny. I mean, the Mongols wiped out Islamic civilization and then became Muslims because they were so enamored by the simplicity of the faith. The Library of Alexandria, it has been commonly said in textbooks that hordes of Arabs or whatever went and burned it. That's false. Selwyn Brown says it's false. Bing says it's a complete fabrication. They actually preserved what was left of the library. The library was sacked and destroyed by...
Well, when George Bush launched his invasion of Iraq, that museum...
Destroyed.
Totally, completely pilfered, bombed,
men
destroyed.
Men in black masks, remember,
and it
on
wasn't
this
done by the Arabs. It wasn't done by the Husseinites.
Well,
it
they were there. Even the Husseinites
government.
Had been there for how many, 50 years, and they didn't do it?
No, absolutely not.
So, in fact, on this program, we heard from evidence that black masked men, within hours, stripped all the gold out of the museum artifacts. Mm-hmm. And obviously the Zionists were involved in that illegal trade. They are
no doubt.
Now,
we have news accounts that even say the Zionists were among the first that came in with the invasion.
They were the ones that who trained the
on
Americans
the ground.
In torture
training,
techniques.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. But the Library of Alexandria was sacked by Christian fanatics in the 3rd century, but before that by Caesar. And the Muslims really had nothing to do with it, nor did the devout Christians. The devout Christians there in Egypt were trying to preserve it all those years. So we've been sold the bill of goods. And now the big thing is to keep our attention off the real perpetrators of 9/11, because somebody killed 5,000 people or whatever it is in those buildings. And that's the whole purpose. That's the entire foci of our attention, as it should be, who killed the people in New York and caused many other thousands of deaths to the rescuers and the people of New York from inhalation diseases. Who did it? And then this is high crimes, and even the weapons of mass destruction is a bit of a distraction, because the real crime is on the United States soil, the murder of those people. Now, So every week, what do we hear? Another person of Islam or a Muslim was going to bomb somebody. Made a speech 50 years ago and said that we should take Palestine back by force. And now they're in prison for 70 years. Really, some of them have been put in prison for life. In theory, they're in prison for life.
And
with judgments against him.
George Bush came up with a secret plan that became revealed to do that, to kidnap people, torture them, come up with false confessions, convict them, and execute them all in secret.
That's exactly right.
I mean, this is the thing they accused Saddam Hussein of doing.
Exactly.
Unheard of. Unheard of in America.
His history of being loose with the knife in Texas, remember, when that pitiful woman at 15 was put in prison? I mean, if you were going to ever let anybody go, she'd have been the one. And he went ahead and said, no, let's knock her out. I mean, we're not dealing with anybody there that... But then who's behind George Bush? I mean, that's...
And what's behind George Bush? Yes, indeed.
Yeah,
in your book, you give us a lot of examples, and we'll get into them. And we'll come up with the package tonight, ladies and gentlemen, for you to read what you won't read in the controlled media. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, speaking with Dr. Kasem Khalil, wrongly blamed. We'll take your calls in a few moments.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
This is Jimmy Vaughn, and I want to invite all who love liberty to come out Saturday, May 19th from 6:30 to 10 p.m. and support the only man for president, Ron Paul. This will be his first fundraiser in Austin, so be there or be square. I'll be there playing my guitar along with some other special guests, and we want everybody to come out and have a good time.
The Ron Paul for President Rally and Fundraiser will be at the Texas History Museum in Austin, Texas, at Congress and MLK on Saturday, May 19th from 6:30 till 10 p.m. For ticket or donation info, call 512-250-8649. Again, that's 512-250-8649.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Hitting them pretty hard and knocking them right out of the park. Rick Adams is on. Right on. On base, on point, on RBNLive.com.
All right, we're back now with Dr. K. Dr. K, if you don't mind deferring just a couple of minutes here, I have a call, an emergency call from one of our supporters and friends, Wolfgang. And Wolfgang is an example of his family being victimized by terrorists in the United States.
Yeah, let's hear from him.
I want you to tell, listen to what he has to say about what social services have done to him in Kansas City, and explain to us the latest episode, the latest turn of events where they've kidnapped all of his family now. Wolfgang, are you there?
Yes, I am, Rick.
Okay, tell Dr. K and us exactly what kind of terrorism is going on in your family right now at the hands of the state.
Well, my newborn child was in the emergency care unit here in Kansas City, Missouri Children's Mercy Hospital. They, in effect, took him hostage. They took my five-year-old child and my two-year-old child for no apparent reason other than a way to bilk Medicaid out of thousands of dollars of insurance money.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Tell us, and your newborn child also.
Yes, and he was six, about 7 days old, hasn't even been made it out of the hospital yet, and they took him prisoner.
Tell us, how they started this hostage taking.
My wife went in for early labor, and the child was in need of intensive care services, which we agreed to because we didn't want the child to die, obviously. And from there, they just said, well, you don't have any insurance, so we're going to force you to get Medicaid, which we didn't want to apply for.
Mm-hmm.
And then they said we were negligent parents for not doing that. I said,
wow.
Send me the bill. I'll take care of it one way or the other.
Pharmaceutical plot.
Right.
Because Medicaid money really feeds the pharmaceutical industry.
And then they looked into our other children. They said, well, these kids don't have Medicaid insurance either. And I said, I don't want it.
Wow.
You can't force me to apply for insurance. So they made up a bunch of trumped-up charges and came in and took both of our children. So now we have three kids here in Missouri that have been stolen from us. But the good news about it is I got them all on tape. I videotaped the social workers lying about their procedures, what they're supposed to do.
All lies.
Right. I have it all on tape. And I'm going
all lies, all trumped up, all fabricated. This is the industrial pharmaceutical complex at its best.
Well, Dr. K, it's propitious that you are here tonight when Wolfgang called.
Wolfgang
because
needs to contact
you know.
Joyce Riley there in Missouri.
Versailles? Okay.
Yeah, Versailles. And she'll love this.
All right.
And then she'll have all her listeners. You get some phone numbers of those social services, and the listeners will call and set set them straight.
Yes, I do have the phone number for the social worker involved here.
Yeah. All right.
Can I give that out, Rick?
Well, go ahead. This is a government number?
Yes, it is.
All right, go ahead.
Give it out.
It's 816 area code 889-3998.
All right, I'm going to make a call myself.
And what's the name? What's the name of the social worker?
Beth Martin.
This is, you know, this is a constitutional crime. They're just hoping you can't mount enough power
exactly
to break them, and you can.
I say this is more than that. This is terrorism.
It's absolute terrorism. My poor little wife is here in tears right now. She hasn't been the same since they took the kids. It's absolute terrorism. They did the same thing to us up in Minnesota, so that makes five children that I've had stolen from me for fighting these guys.
Wow.
Plus, my daughter had two of her children stolen from her. So that's seven children.
And, you know, by the way, Wolfgang, Dr. K, you didn't know, but Wolfgang does host the InYourFace.tv program and on the web, so he has been a thorn in the side of the establishment for some time, and now they're doing this to him and his family as
you
a retaliation.
You can bet that has everything to do with it. Let's get you, Wolfgang, let's get you interviewed by two people, Bill Beauchers on his site would be, and that will create some help. That's called the Real Talk Net.
Okay.
.com, realtalknet.com, and then of course Joyce Riley.
All right, I will do that.
Those will be powerful moves. At the same time, you call North American Urban Spice at 1-800-243-5242.
All right.
And tell them you know, your name and address, and we'll send you and your wife some supplements that will give you such strength that you'll be able to tear doors down.
Great. That's what we need.
You need it. And you some do. Stuff for your kids when you get them back, because they're coming back.
Wolfgang, right. We'll be calling and let us know, again, how you make out. Give us an update tomorrow.
I will certainly do that.
We'll have a guest, but that's all right. You do that anyway.
All right, Rick.
Okay.
Thank you for your time.
Bless you.
All right.
Amen. Okay, there you go, Dr. K. Here we are talking about terrorists. The real terrorists are operating in governments right here in these United States. State,
definitely.
Federal, county.
This is, what's going on, of course, is that major, you know, powerful individuals or financially powerful individuals, they are the government. They set the agenda. There is no government.
Mm-hmm.
And,
you
know, it's decentralized, and we don't have anybody that's protecting the interests of the people, never have. Remember, they took the gold, after all. Come on in and bring us your gold coins. I mean, everybody walked in and gave them their money. Time to wake up.
It is. And, you know, getting back to what you've been saying in your travels, your book, Wrongly Blamed, whatever else we want to think about people across oceans and how people in this nation and who control the media have conditioned us to think of them versus us, the fact of the matter is we have more in common with these individuals and these nations than we do with the people who say they are our friends and yet are responsible for terrorism against
exactly
Americans.
Right. You know, you're inspired with these. Look, Bin Laden did more good for us than Bush or Cheney or the Zionists ever did, because he told us who did 9/11. He said, yep, you know, within a day or two of the event, that a secret government, a government within a government, has killed Americans, mm-hmm, pulled down those World Trade Centers, slaughtered the innocent. We're suffering the same thing here. You don't want, you know, you say that it's okay to attack us or invade our countries or put secret agents or CIA or CIA institutions, but you don't want us to have any peace. That's what he said. That was wiser than anything our government has said, and it turns out to be true. 9/11, let's take a look at it. Now, Wolfgang is suffering high crimes. In terrorism is the better term, but it is high crimes. I mean, it's crime of torment, torture, terror. But what about 9/11? You know, there were babies and 5-year-olds and 50-year-olds and 80-year-olds all roasted into oblivion. Well, you say the Muslims did it. Well, is there any proof? Because we have Israelis dancing on top of vans, screaming and hollering and doing high fives and taking pictures with burning cigarettes and lighters, snapping lighters as you know, like, hey, roasted you Americans. And then once they were captured, they said, well, we were just trying to document the event, which means they knew that the event was going to occur, right? Then on the George Washington Bridge, the Israelis were found setting a bomb that was going to blow the bridge to shreds on September 11th, 2001. And then Silverstein said, well, yeah, we pulled building.
Mm-hmm. Hello?
Demolish. It means implode.
Yep.
And then Zakheim was in charge of the $2.3 billion that disappeared, so whoever hired the Pentagon put Zakheim over it. And that wasn't George Bush, after all. Wasn't George Bush didn't have his hands on the $2.3 trillion at that point. And Netanyahu said it was good, that 9/11, the slaughter of the innocent, was a good thing.
Yeah, he didn't
right
say it was good for
TV
America.
On September 11th.
He said it was good for Israel.
So who controlled the event?
Yeah.
Did Cheney and Bush really have that much control? Or did some other group plot it, plan it, do it? And maybe Cheney and Bush were secondary perpetrators.
Well, I think they were willing participants. I believe they were willing, yeah, knowing participants.
Who's behind it?
Yeah.
It's not an Islamic act. We know that for sure now. You know?
All of the evidence contradicts the official story of 9/11.
Slightly.
And here we have a guy, Giuliani, Rudy Giuliani, who name in your book as part of the 9/11 cover-up.
Sure.
And here's a guy who has the audacity to put his hat in the ring and run for president of the United States. This man should be tried for treason.
But he's running for cover. If he can get in the presidency, he'll have Secret Service agents, and he'll have every kind of a protection. But, tried for treason 10 times over. And, of course, the fact is, people, if you have foreknowledge of a crime, can you imagine if a Muslim scholar was found to have documents or to have said that we were just trying to document the event? Or I knew about it, but, you know, I tried to tell the government. That guy'd be shackled and killed by now. And here you have people in New York City who said, yeah, we knew about it, so we went there to film it, and they were only deported. They were Mossad agents.
Well, they were deported rather quickly, and Ashcroft was Attorney General then.
Well, Chertoff was his back.
Yeah, but remember, Ashcroft himself was a Christian Zionist, so-called.
Right, and think about it. Wolfowitz is on the rocks, and Ashcroft has pancreatitis. Do you suppose maybe there's a little something cooking here? We don't hear Netanyahu, since he flubbed up so much. We don't quite hear as much about from him because, boy, does everybody have his number saying that it's a great thing for Israelis that 9/11 occurred.
And at the time of the London bombings, he was told to stay away from the subways.
Yeah, of course. He was there. And then as soon as the bomb went off, he was right there in your face, as was Giuliani, saying, oh, you know what? We need World War III against the Islamic world.
Yeah, right.
Right there.
Warmongers.
And, of course, it just so happens that Hamdi Isaac, the real bombshell in the London bombings that I've revealed and wrongly blamed,
is
they caught a Israeli agent in Italy after an elaborate chase. They chased him down through a heavy network of Mossad agents.
Yes, right.
And he admitted that, and he's the only one who's admitted that he tried to sow terror in London, and he's a Jew. He's not. I mean, and he was masquerading, as you know, under a false name of Usman Hussein, and he had a fabricated wife who wore a veil.
Mm-hmm.
All of it has been pulled down as a fabrication. And he was actually called on by the police because the mosque owners at the time, back about 2002, the mosque runners in London said, oh, my God, we've got this terrorist in here, and he's trying to get everybody to do horrible things, and he's threatened us, and he put a knife up to my throat, you know, figuratively with his finger, saying he was going to cut my throat if I didn't get more radical in my mosque. And that was Hamdi Isaac, a Jewish Israeli spy, caught red-handed. Sowing terror.
And all of this has been in the official news reportage that was reported all over the world.
Sure.
I mean, it's just amazing how
they
fluffed it off, you know?
Yeah, and what they do, Rick, is they take another Muslim, a Sami El Aryan, an Ali Tamimi, a Jose Padilla, and they throw that on the front page.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And these poor, miserable son of a gun, God help them. They had nothing to do with anything. They didn't put a bomb on the George Washington Bridge. Does it make it? Can we get through to anybody? The Israelis put a bomb on the George Washington Bridge. It's published all over. You can find it on the Internet. On September 11th, but they were caught. Now, they're very upset that they didn't pull that off, because if they would have hit two or three more places, like the Alaska pipeline, which they tried to do, a nuclear plant, which they attempted to do, the George Washington Bridge, then every Muslim in this country would be in an internment camp. You mark my words.
And it's not the Muslims only that they want put away and put in torture. It's you and me.
Of course.
People like us, Americans, who speak out against corruption in Washington.
You and I be in there, too.
Well, that's the tragedy, is people are beginning to wake up now. They're beginning to see the bigger picture. It's not about going to get them. It's about controlling us. And that is why 9/11 took place. It's all about increasing the control of Americans by the hands of the federal government and those who control Washington. Now, here we have this amnesty giveaway package that has been in essence agreed to today by Kennedy and McCain, two traitors to this country, working with George Bush. We know the borders are totally open and porous, and these people have been coming in by the millions. And who do they want to control? Us,
right,
the American people.
And they figure these people will make good consumers, drink a lot of Pepsi and Coca-Cola, and eat a lot of Kentucky Fried Chicken. I mean, and the whole problem was created anyway. Monsanto dumped how many, and Dow and Bayer Crop Science, how many gazillion tons of GMO corn, which drove a million Mexican farmers off the land. Can you imagine? It's coming home to roost. But not because you and I did anything. Not because Wolfgang's trying to get the truth out. Mm-hmm. Adams is doing everything he can to get it straightened out. Khalil's putting his life on the line, you know. It's coming down. Our country's coming down. We might be able to prop it back up, but you got to do something about the top people.
Yeah, uh-huh. And you have made some recommendations in your book. We're going to get to that, and I want you to give us an offer tonight that we can't refuse.
Well, first, we've got to put the people on trial who did 911. That's the only focus. Every energy everybody's got has to be to put justice for the 5,000 or 4,000 people who were murdered that day. And this crime has to be tried as a criminal act, as an act of terror in this country. My offer we'll get to when we get back.
Amen. And we'll take your calls. 1-800-313-9443. My guest, Dr. Qasem Khalil, wrongly blamed. Who really committed 9/11? Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, will return.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Adams, No Nonsense Time with Dr. Kasim Khalil. And Dr. Khalil, before we enter hour number two and some of our patient callers, did you want to propose an offer tonight for our listeners again?
Let's get the word out. I don't mean to cheapen the value of the book, but I want to help, okay?
Well, you've been selling a lot of books, getting the word out very successfully.
We're getting the word out. It's a bit of a charitable
thing.
Time is
short, you know. We have to do something fast.
We do. We do. So how about four books for $60 plus the postage? Going to cost us $12.99 to put all that together. And some of that money goes to RBN.
Yes, thank you.
So it's really a donation that we all need to participate in. So if you want the kit, $60 bill plus the postage, and that'll get you four books. And that way you've got a couple for yourself, and you can share a couple, and we can keep RBN having some business. And you know, and if anybody can add something really new today, we might be able to get a sample copy out to our listeners or two, especially those who just can't, you know, afford it or something. Phone number is 866-618-2503. Leave your message details, 866-618-2503. Also, KnowledgeHousePublishers.com, if you just want to order the one or two books direct or something, KnowledgeHousePublishers.com.
All right, 866-618-2503 is the number. Four books. Now, does this give them a choice as to which books do they want, or all four of them wrongly blamed?
We can do, but it's two of them are going to have to be wrongly blamed
and the others are one each of the other books.
They could get the words of Muhammad. They could get the Arabian Connection. They could get Science in the Name of God. We'll just let them, help them out.
All right, that'll be your choice, ladies and gentlemen. So you heard the offer: four books, but two of them must be wrongly blamed. We have people overseas now ordering the book, people that want to get the word out in Europe, Australia, Asia, and that's wonderful because we've got people listening right now all over the world via the Internet and shortwave. And I tell you, that the one thing that this cabal that controls this world system fears right now is the fact that the power of the Internet
Yeah.
The power of shortwave is bypassing their power.
That's right.
And they fear that, you know, more than
anything.
Actually,
they're losing sales and losing listeners. Nobody, mm-hmm. you know, people can see through the phony balonies. And look at that guy on Fox. He's really collapsing, whatever his name is. And I mean, we just want to get information. That's why everybody loves the Internet. Let people make their own mind up on, and maybe they don't believe a word we say, and I think that's fine. But at least we're getting information out.
And check it out for yourself.
Check it out.
If you can find anything incorrect in what Dr. and many of you have already
read. Challenge it if you want. I mean, we don't have a lot of time for debate, but you can try challenging it.
You challenge.
That's all right.
Hey, listen, we welcome a challenge. Well, last time you were on, we got a challenge, and it really, unfortunately, was not fortuitous for the caller, but it was a challenge on what you said and what you've shown in your book. That had to do with Jordan and King Hussein being bought and paid for.
Definitely.
By the United States government vis-a-vis the Zionists.
Sure, and he said so. You know?
And he admitted it, yes, indeed.
Sure.
And so we've got the track record here.
What they do
about what
frequently
has
is these people who are in power in the Middle East are usually trained in America or in Britain.
Yeah, either one.
And they're given military careers and they're given free education.
They're installed. I mean, let's face it, they are installed leaders.
To protect the gold monopolies, the phosphorus monopolies,
Dr. K,
oil and gas.
They're installed over there in Jordan and Egypt and so forth. Aren't we living under the same installation
plan? Oh, yeah, of course. But we're a foreign invaded nation. We don't have any internal.
We are an occupied territory.
We're occupied. Been occupied since 1900.
When we come back, we will take some of you occupants callers right here at 1-800-313-9443. Rick Adams, jump aboard. Dr. K is my guest. 9/11, the real truth about 911. Rick Adams.